Shri Namanobistam Sthapitam Jainam Putale Shayam Rupakada Mahyam Dathati Shapadantikam Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Putale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi One of my god brothers told me early on of one incident. One of Prabhupada's god brothers published a book, and this somehow copy was sent to Srila Prabhupada, and this devotee brought the book to Prabhupada. Prabhupada looked at it, and in the introduction, the front matter, the devotee wrote that he was explaining why it had taken him so long, why he'd published this book in his old age. He said, "When my Guru Maharaj left this world, I lost the light of my life. And then I went into business and I did this and I did that and so on. And now I'm writing this book." And Prabhupada commented that when Guru Maharaj left, he should have served Guru Maharaj. Prabhupada didn't accept, "I've lost the light of my life." He should have served Guru Maharaj. His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj has told that one time he said to Srila Prabhupada that, "Srila Prabhupada, I wish that I could have been with you in New York in those early days when you were all alone." Prabhupada said, "I was never alone." He said, "My Guru Maharaj was always with me." That conviction Srila Prabhupada had, not just theoretically, the spiritual master is present in his instructions, but by realization. Realization means practical action, not just theoretical. By practical realization, Srila Prabhupada wrote that his spiritual master lives forever and that the servitor lives with him. And Srila Prabhupada set the example of always being dedicated to carrying out the order of his spiritual master with full energy. One time after Srila Prabhupada had his heart attack in the early 1960s, late 1960s, one of our godbrothers, Madhusudan Prabhu, wrote to Srila Prabhupada that, "Now you have to recover your health, so it's better that for some time you rest and not preach." Srila Prabhupada wrote back, "My dear boy, if I didn't preach, where would you be?" We saw in Prabhupada's One small thing. In the last time Prabhupada came to New York City, maybe that was 1976, I think so. His health was not good. The signs were there. Still, Prabhupada was going on doing everything, his normal program. But I saw that he was keeping his beads, and every opportunity he was chanting. Of course, Prabhupada was always chanting. I think, anyway, that's another story. Bhakti Charamaj has told that story from Amsterdam. Anyway, it would divert my point. But Prabhupada, of course, he was always chanting Hare Krishna. But I saw that on that visit to New York, he was, you know, other things were put aside. In previous visits, Prabhupada would have more, as if it were more time, and he would see, you know, things would go on in the normal way. But on that visit, every spare moment, or even not spare moment, Prabhupada had his beads. He was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, with great intensity. One older devotee in Fiji, Prabhupada started the preaching in Fiji. Whole families of devotees joined. One elderly devotee asked what should be his engagement. Prabhupada said, you should chant more jap. Because he's an older man. You should chant more jap. So Prabhupada, on that visit, I saw he was, every opportunity, chanting more Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then later he came to Bombay, last visit to Bombay. And we saw that Prabhupada had practically no physical energy, but there was a pandal program arranged, Cross Maidan or someplace. And Prabhupada was in such poor health that he had to be carried onto the stage. Bhavananda was there, and someone, and they would practically just deposit Prabhupada on his asan. And Prabhupada would be, you know, like if you'd taken a sack of rice or something and put it on the asan. It has no vitality. It's just a sack of rice. So Prabhupada's body was like that. The muscles, the vitality wasn't there. So Prabhupada was sitting, but he told the audience that I have come to enliven you and to be enlivened by you. And he had, maybe Tamal Krishna Maharaj, read. He said, read, from the second canto, Svavid Varahostra Karai, that section of Bhagavatam. And he would read, and Prabhupada was sort of slumped over and listening. And purport was being read. Prabhupada would say a word or two, read some more. Prabhupada would say another few words. But as the purport was being read and Prabhupada was commenting, Prabhupada just became enlivened, and soon he was roaring. Just roaring. The young men would not have had so much energy for speaking. With extraordinary energy, Prabhupada was speaking. And then he called for questions also. and beat down all the questioners.
So,
not just theoretically, but by practical demonstration. To the very end, Prabhupada was giving his full energy up to the last day. Giving his intelligence, his there wasn't much more than intelligence because the physical body was hardly working. But whatever physical energy was there, and practically said, Prabhupada said, spiritual energy. He said, because there's nothing left. Just a bag of bones, Prabhupada said. Earlier in Mayapur, he held out his arm, and where there's the muscle here, Prabhupada went like that. He said, flat tire. Well, by that time, also, the body was dwindling, and in the last days, just spiritual energy was there, practically speaking, because the body was finished. And in that condition also, Prabhupada was giving his full service. And he'd said earlier that in the absence of Guru Maharaj, you should have served his instruction. And Prabhupada demonstrated that. Thank you. Hare Krishna.